All right, Trevor, say good morning. I apologize. You don't have a microphone today. So, not sure if someone comes later, we'll be able to fix it. Any event, Trevor, we are continuing Miras Hashem today in Chovas HaLevavos, in Shara B'Tochen, and we find ourselves again in Paragraph V. I've come to us that for some reason my numbering is off from the Hachzik program. The microphone's not working. I apologize. But come up. This. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try to project to the best of my ability. So for some reason, it's not, yeah, it looks like it's on, but it's just not, just doesn't seem to be working. Thank you. So as I was saying, I think for some reason, my numbering of the Shiurim is off from the Hachzik program, but we are on the right schedule. So we're picking up today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Dalet. Hopefully, again, you've been following along. The last couple of Shiurim have been recorded. They're on the podcast. Also, there's a separate WhatsApp group. There's a WhatsApp group for everything. But there is a WhatsApp group for Shara B'Tochen as well, if you'd like to. If you're not on that, so the Shiurim are posted there every day. If you're not on that, you'd like to be on that, just message me and I'll add you. So we are continuing. V'chein. Im yivakish mimenu mishalamala mimenu o shalamata menu chafetz. So remember again, we're focusing here on the topic of bitachon, really as it applies to interpersonal relationships. So this is, for example, if someone who is either a superior, right, mishalamala mimenu, someone who's, so to speak, higher than me, right, greater than me, or shalamata mimenu, right? Or someone lower than me. Somebody asks from me something. Yisavev lasosa b'chalibo. Do it with all of your heart. Do it with all of your heart. What do we mean? Make every effort to go ahead and take care of the particular task. V'yishtadol hashlim b'matzpuno im yizdamin lo. And ultimately, again, when possible, and this is a general idea, that when possible, to try to go ahead, and when someone asks you to do something, to try to go ahead and complete the task in private. Now, I will say, remember again, this is part of this idea. What do you mean, perform the task in private? This is part of this concept that the Mechaber brings down of this idea, namely of going ahead and understanding that when you do something for someone, remember, I don't do it because of something I'm going to get from the person, and I don't do it in order to go ahead and gain some level of covet or accolade. I do for the other, ultimately, again, because it is the Ratzon HaBorei, because it is the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's why I do what I do. And as such, the Mechaber says over here that when doing something for someone, there is something to be said, ultimately, for performing the task in private. Performing the task in private, and therefore, again, the job gets done, but without the accolades and without the covet and without the expectation of reciprocity. He goes on and he says, and ultimately, again, now we'll say this all applies, and this is an interesting qualification here. This applies assuming that the person who is asking me for something is someone who is deserving of my efforts. Now, I both say that, now that by itself is a fascinating idea, which is that it could be that there are situations in life where someone asks me for something that it's not the right use of my time and it's not the right use of my efforts. So this is an interesting, again, obviously it would be too difficult and too expensive to try to delineate when you get involved and you don't get involved. But this is also this idea, v'yemishim v'aksho roi lishtad olo bo. The person who's asking me is someone who is deserving of my effort. In other words, we're both like, you can't do everything in life, right? You can't do everything for everyone. And as such, a person has to make a strategic decision about where they choose to put their kochos. A really incredible idea. So I'll say, so good. V'achar kach yiftach Elokim b'ashlam also. And after making your efforts, like every single other time we discuss this, you have to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He is going to go ahead and help you fulfill the request. So when someone asks something from you, so we'll say, so again, if we kind of pull this together, so therefore when someone asks me for something, ultimately my goal is I should try to fulfill the task wholeheartedly. Again, I should recognize that the actualization and the completion and the success of that task is not really dependent on me, but rather, again, it's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is this caveat, which is make sure that if you're putting in the effort for this person, this is the right place to put your effort. And at the end of the day, if I end up fulfilling the request, right, because of my efforts, right, recognize. So this is incredible, I will say. Let me translate that again. Right? If it turns out that someone asks me for something, and I'm able to fulfill their request ultimately through my efforts, then understand, Siba Litovas Zulaso, right? V'yoda Alze. So a person should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who placed me in the situation to be able to help that individual. In other words, the Ribono Shel Olam set up these circumstances that I should be able to help. He placed me, he allowed me to be the agent. And I would say, you know what, let's get in line. Everyone, let's go. Is Jimmy outside? All right. So, by the way, only Jews do this, right? I tried to get it out. So, I think you just have to smack it on the side. So Lamaisa, again, this is very important for a person to recognize that at the end of the day, when I fulfill something for someone else, so Lamaisa, I am the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to execute this particular task. This is incredibly important. That Lamaisa, results happen because of Hashem. What the Ribono Shel Olam allows us to do is to be the conduits, right? Are to be the agents of the Ribono Shel Olam in the actualization of the divine will. And I will say, it's reminiscent of the Rambam's Tfilas HaRofe, right? The Rambam composed a beautiful prayer, a beautiful tefillah for doctors. Right? The Rambam himself being a doctor. Also, a doctor has to be very careful to always remember that he is a Shaliach Hashem, right? There's a lot of power that a human being wields as a physician, right? The ability to help shepherd someone from illness, from sickness to health, and you go to one's head. So Rambam composed the tefillah, and the entire essence of the tefillah is, it's not me, it's you, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one. You're the Rofei Kol Basar Umafli Lasos. You're the one who heals. I, the physician, have the incredible privilege to be your agent. It's not just true for doctors. It's true for every single person in this world. When we have the ability to affect change, it's not me affecting change. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu affecting change, and I have the privilege to be the agent of God in this process. A really incredible idea. He says, Ve'im yimana mimeno v'lo yizdam milo. Similarly, again, if at the end of the day I'm prevented from fulfilling a particular task, al yashim nafsho, don't be angry at yourself. V'yodia es chaver shelo kitzer, achar sheyitrach v'yishtad lo b'yatzo. This is actually a profound statement. What happens if you're unsuccessful? You're unsuccessful in the execution of your task. So the Mechaber says, don't be angry at yourself. Don't be angry at yourself. It's not you. But rather, ultimately, again, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't want you to be successful. And I will say, now, be very careful with this. Right? Don't blame yourself as long as what? You put in the effort. As well say, you sit home, you don't do anything. So Lamaisa, when things don't come together, that is your fault. But Lamaisa, again, assuming this happens all the time in life, right? I put in all the right effort. I take all the right steps, but yet I just don't see the actualization of my results. So I will say, it's in that case that the Mechaber says, recognize, okay, that's the Ratzon HaBorei also. But he does say something amazing. He says, but make sure to tell your friend who asked you to do this particular thing, that the reason you failed is not because you don't care. It's not because you didn't try. It's just simply because, whatever the right term is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it, it wasn't meant to be. But it's important for your friend to know that you did try on his behalf. Such an incredibly beautiful idea. Incredible. Aval yonei aivav v'chomdav u'mevaksha. So we'll say, in general, there's a lot to be said on that particular idea, how it's important that people know that we are working hard on their behalf, right? That we do try. It didn't work. Thank you. I see. Jeremy's walking as slowly as possible in order to ensure that she gets a fix before he sits down. And so, this is an incredibly important yisod. which is right. You could try. It's a good. This is the muster, right? We're all trying. We're all trying. It doesn't get fixed, not because of a lack of effort. Alright, it's quite an entry. Quite an entry. So Lamaisa. I just want to point out, I spent years giving Sherman without a microphone. I just want to this is a real thing. Actually, thank you. Perfect. So I want to say so the Mechaber is telling you over here that at the end of the day, it is important when somebody asks me to do something, if it doesn't materialize. It is incredibly important that the person know that I toiled on their behalf. I did try. And I wasn't successful. It didn't work. But at the end of the day, I absolutely did try. So let's finish up. Now, I will say that this is very interesting. What about people? What about people who are my enemies? Right? People who want what I have. Those who want something negative to occur to me. Yiftach b'inyonehem ala bori yis'ala. I will say, this is really incredible. What about dealing with people who want me to be harmed? Like, there are people, I will say, unfortunately, there are people who sometimes want bad for us. How do you relate to those kind of people? Right? Well, in other words, just theologically, how do I relate to those kind of people? He says, yiftach b'inyonehem ala bori yis'ala. I will say, if there's one thing you have to remember in life, no one could do anything to you in this world without the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one could do anything to you in this world without the consent of the Ribono Shel Olam. So we spend so much time being afraid of people, right? And as a result, there's chanifa, I don't know what the good word for, the English word for chanifa, flattery, right? But it's not just flattery. It's like tiptoeing around people, trying to stay on their good side because we're afraid that if we don't, right, something bad is going to happen to me. And it's totally disingenuous. I don't like the person. I don't want anything to do with the person. But I have to give over this feeling of you're so important to me, you're so wonderful because I'm afraid of your explosion. Let's say, you don't have to be afraid of people in life. You don't have to be afraid because no one could do anything to you in this world if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want it to happen. Understand the profundity in that statement. And I will say, understand what that does is because many of us, have some very disingenuous relationships that are only there because I'm afraid of someone doing something, not doing something. No one could do anything to you if the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't want it. And he says, therefore, V'yisbochar pasam. But that being said, so therefore, number one, don't be afraid of people. There's no need to be afraid of people. But that being said, I was saying, act in a humble way. Yisbol cher pasam. That's why somebody's mean to you, don't be mean back, right? Yisbol cher pasam literally means deal with the degradation. Meaning, I would say more often than not, it is not worth it to get into it with people. Right? It's just not worth it. Somebody slings mud, you're better off not slinging it back. Val gigmalam kepalam. Don't do to them what they do to you. Ach yigmalam chesed. Interesting suggestion. Sometimes if a person mistreats you, ultimately treat them well. V'yaseh lahem kol ma sheyuchal la'asos min hatov. Try to do good for the individual. V'yizkor b'libo she'to'alto v'nizko b'yad habor yisaleh. And constantly remind yourself that anything that happens to you is only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the hands of Hashem. So we'll say an incredible way of dealing with difficult people. Difficult people is don't engage, or at least don't engage negatively. Try to be nice. Right, stay above the fray, do chesed for them, but do not go ahead and reciprocate negative behavior. And most of all, constantly and consistently remind yourself that nothing could happen to you if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. Everything is in the hands of Hashem. V'yesiba la'azigo. And if someone causes me harm, yachshov aleihem tov. He should think about them in a good way. And I will say that this is... I know we're over time. We have to stop in just a moment. But this is, some of these things are incredibly difficult to wrap your head around, right? And as well, say the first part I could wrap my head around, namely that at the end of the day, if someone tries to harm you or someone's negative towards you, I'm not going to engage in the same way. And I recognize you can't harm me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. I correct. This I will say is interesting that if someone causes me harm, the Mechaber says Yachshov Aleihem Tov. Think good about the individual. Think good. Now, what's the pshat? So I will say, so on one hand, the pshat is, when people harm me, I will say, theologically, according to the Shara B'Tachim, how do I view that person? How do I view them? They're an agent of Hashem. What's happening to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen to me. It's just that this person is the agent to bring about this negative consequence. Now, it doesn't free that person of his culpability, because people have free will, right? And I was supposed to say, just on a very simple level, on a very simple level, you're driving, someone hits your car. So I was supposed to say, who's at fault for the accident? Who's at fault? Assuming, let's say, really, I was parked. I wasn't doing anything. So I was supposed to say, so obviously that person is at fault for driving recklessly. But Lemaisa, why did the event occur? The event occurred because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to occur. That's why it occurred. So on a certain level, that person who hit my car, he's the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about a certain result that God wanted to happen to me. Now, is that person liable? Sure, because he was texting, he was this, he was on the phone, he was whatever, watching Netflix, whatever he was doing, right? But Lamaisa, on a theological level, what happened to me only happened because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. So there's this incredible dialectic of, on one hand, there's always personal responsibility, but Lamaya said nothing happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. So when something negative does happen to me in life, ultimately the Mechaber says, don't spend your time. You will say, by the way, how often does this happen in life? Something bad occurs and people get consumed by anger and hatred towards the perpetrator of that wrong. And they hold on to that anger and hatred for years. And it consumes them. And they can't get past it. And meanwhile, again, and by the way, I'm talking about stuff where, like, somebody really objectively did something wrong. I'm not talking about the situation where it's not sure. They did something wrong. The Mechaber says, What are you doing? You're allowing yourself to be consumed by anger. And what you're doing is you're making it as if that person is the entire cause of everything that happened. Whatever happens in this world happens because of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what that person was a vehicle. That person was a vehicle. By retaining and holding on to your anger towards that individual who perpetrated that wrong, you're totally missing the theological point of the negative events which have befallen you. Suddenly again now, it's all about that person. And you've lost sight, ultimately, of the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, this is a hard one. But it's incredibly profound. And I will say, think about it. How many of us hold on to anger for people, against people who have done things to us, like bad stuff, for years and years and years? And you know, anger is corrosive, right? Anger just, it eats you up from the outside in. And Lamais, what the Mechaber says is, that's wrong. It's wrong to hold on to that anger because you are theologically misguided. Nothing happens in life if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to happen. Do I have to be friends with that guy who did that? No. But Lamaya said to hold on to the anger towards them totally removes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the fray. He always say now, he goes on and he says something interesting here. He says, V'yach shod es atzmo u'masa bra ha'kamos etz alakav. Furthermore, again, Rabbi said, this is actually interesting as well. Then we really have to stop. Lamaisa, when negative things occur, I will say sometimes it's also an opportunity to introspect. And this is a hard one as well. I will say now, it does not mean chas v'shalom that every single time something bad occurs, that's a reflection on me. I'm doing something bad. But Lamaisa, turbulence in life is a prime time for introspection. To be able to contemplate what is going on in my life. And I will say, a person, when they encounter difficult times, ultimately should supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help to achieve forgiveness for his sin. And I will say, remember again, sometimes when I get myself squared away, something interesting happens with my enemies, which then I'm able to reconcile with my enemies. Sometimes if I'm in the right place in life, other things fall into place as well. So therefore, I will say, ultimately, again, when dealing with adversity, so the Mechaber reminds us of three things. Number one, remember, no one could hurt you no one could hurt you outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu controls everything. Therefore, when people hurt me, I view them as acting in the capacity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Shliach Hashem. Not that it absolves them of culpability, but at the end of the day gives you proper theological perspective. When bad things happen, introspect. Introspect, right? What is my role? Sometimes the answer is nothing, but what is my role? How could I do better? And last, in the aftermath of negative events, refine one's self, and one will find that many external circumstances ultimately fall through. So I want to say we'll stop over here for today. I'm sorry, longer shiurim, Meretz Hashem, but incredible idea. All right, I'll say shkoyach.